Normally hosting a Roundabout Marion, Jeff Ruth spends a moment with us today on The Second Cup.
The other day I spoke with Lois Lust about this year's summer concert series in the park held at McKinley Park near the hospital. Due to the damage from the storms Wednesday night, the concert for this Sunday night, June 22nd, has been canceled. Hopefully, the concert series can resume next Sunday, June 29th. Now let's hear the interview with Lois Lust.
Lois is kind of the spokesman and has been for a number of years for the Marion Concert Band. And we're going to talk about the annual event that takes place every summer. It's the Summer Concert in the Park series over at McKinley Park, which is the park by the hospital. Lois, thank you so much again for joining me.
Well, you're welcome. And it's always a great opportunity for us to get the word out about the concerts in the park because they're a favorite every summer in this community.
It's a great way to cap off a weekend, and hopefully the weather will cooperate every Sunday. It seems like every year there's always a Sunday where it doesn't, but I think last year was pretty nice for the concert series.
If you're looking for some Americana music, Dixieland band, the River Rats are what you'll be interested in, and that's June 29th. A lively bunch of guys who I know will bring some comedy along with their playing. This year we have a new group, a duo actually, and it's Dan and Randy. Now, Dan and Randy are basically local guys, Dan Erickson, Randy Lawrence, who have been in this area, living in this area and playing for a lot of years. But Dan and Randy have been entertaining not just locally, but in the Buckeye Lake area for a long time. Dan on bass, Randy on guitar, and you never know what they're going to bring along with their music. Lots of hijinks and maybe even some costumes because they're a crazy couple of guys, I'm going to tell you. United in Harmony comes to us in July, toward the end of July, July 27th, and that's a Men's for Kinds. Lots of fun. We don't shy away from impromptu jokes and lots of things that make people feel comfortable and leave laughing. Tapping toes and laughing, that's our thing. The Marion Concert Band is happy to once again present this group of concerts for the whole summer, every Sunday at 7 p.m. at McKinley Park.
You've been a member of the Marion Concert Band for, let's just say, a few years.
Since Hector was a pup, I guess you could say. A long time. I don't often like to think about how many years that long time is, but it's been quite a while. We just play and we keep playing until we no longer can. We don't count the years too much.
Every Sunday evening it is free, but you do have a chance to make a donation if you would like to. They kind of pass the hat.
Right. We always have the buckets out there to collect anybody's money who wants to give a donation. This concert could never be presented to the community without the help of sponsors and the people who come to visit us at the park. We have some great local sponsors. Some are just people who want to donate and add to the series, and some of them are major contributors who are a part of many of the entertainment things that go on in Marion. But without those sponsors, this concert series would never happen.
And we were talking a little bit before we turned the mic on. It used to be pretty much just the Marion participants, but you mentioned Bell Fountain, Columbus. I know you've had a group in from the Cleveland area. You're actually able to go out and kind of bring a lot of people from outside the area to perform as well.
That's right. With the sponsorship that we have, and it's strong, strong sponsorship, we're able to go outside of the community and bring other groups in. And like you said, we often have groups from Columbus, we go up north from Cleveland, and just anywhere that we can find groups that we think that the people here will really enjoy.
It's always a nice way to end a weekend, to bring out a lawn chair, bring out your lemonade or iced tea or whatever, and just come on out. The concerts normally last about an hour or so every Sunday evening. It runs through August the 10th. All the shows begin at 7 p.m. And if somebody wants to find out maybe what night a certain group is performing, you can you have a Facebook page that they could go to?
Right. We are on Facebook, the Marion Concert Band. We also have a website, marionconcertband.weebly.com. You can find us. We're just about anywhere.
Every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, the Summer Concert Series at McKinley Park. That's the park out by the hospital. Lois, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me in.
Paw prints from the Wyandotte County Humane Society.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda from Wyandotte County Humane Society, the Hope Spay-Neuter Clinic, and the Equine Rescue in Upper Sandusky. Summer seems to have arrived. It's rainy and humid many days, leading us to the usual pests, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and so on. The best way to fix the problem associated with these parasites is to prevent them in the beginning. Especially for mosquitoes, make sure there's no standing water from all the rain we've had in buckets or deep puddles or marshes. Stagnant water breeds mosquitoes like crazy. And unless you have a flock of barn swallows or some bat houses with bats to keep the population down, they'll head for you and your pets. Heartworm in particular is spread by mosquitoes. There are several products to prevent the heartworm from developing in your pet, but you should see your vet to have your dog tested before applying or giving any heartworm prevention, because once the preventive is given, the test may show negative when it actually should be positive. For fleas and ticks, there are many commercial products available, but we always suggest you talk to your vet. One of the best that we use is Bravecto for prevention of fleas and ticks, and I think it helps with mosquitoes too. Sometimes we get in a dog or cat that's badly infested, and to knock them all out at once, there's something called Capstar, which is only available through veterinarians. And as always, as the weather gets warmer, please make sure that any animals left outside have access to shade and plenty of fresh water. And of course, your indoor pets also need fresh water, but they've got the shade, hopefully. The Humane Society shelter continues as usual to accept all animals for surrender from Wyandotte County and anything other than dogs and cats from anywhere. We still must limit dog and cat intake to just our county until we can finally have enough trained and experienced staff to accept everything from everywhere again. And we continue to wish every county with a shelter or humane society would simply assist people and animals who need their help in their own community. Some of the nice pets available right now include Marge, a female brown and black shepherd mix. She was dumped by her previous owner, so we don't have a lot of information on her. She is good with other dogs and people, and she's learning to walk on a leash. Penny is a 3 to 4 month old female heeler mix, very sweet, and would do best in an active home where she will get lots of exercise. Isabel is a 1 to 2 year old female heeler. She's good with other dogs and children. She is crate trained and doing well with house training. She's playful and energetic. Sage is a female Dobie Rottweiler mix. She was stray, so we have no history, but she gets along well with other dogs. She's curious and affectionate. And as always, we have many beautiful cats and kittens, as well as several pocket pets, guinea pigs, hamsters, and rabbits, although I think our rabbits are too big to be called a pocket pet. No way they're fitting in a pocket. Most of our available pets are listed on petfinder.com, or you can go to our website at wyhumane.org for a link. Please call to make an appointment. If you don't see what you're looking for, call to see if we have something not listed there yet that you might be interested in. Adopted pets are spayed or neutered, have their shots up to date, they're microchipped, and dogs are tested for heartworm and started on heartworm prevention. Dog adoptions are $80, cats are $60. Our hours to receive animals are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. And after those hours, especially for emergencies, but please call before you come. If you're missing a pet, call us, and for the current week's Lost and Found, you can check our website at wyhumane.org. It's also in the upper Sandusky paper, the Daily Chief Union. To schedule an appointment at our Hope Low-Cost Spay-Neuter Clinic, please call between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Services are open to anyone from anywhere, not limited to Wyandotte County. Our equine rescue as well never turns away any equine from anywhere. An appointment is needed to surrender or to adopt, and available animals are pictured on the Wyandotte County Equine Rescue Facebook page. And we always have our bingo every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night to fund all of our services. And we invite you to come out and join in the fun and help the animals at the same time. All money resulting from the bingo goes directly to the care of the thousands of animals we help each year. The main number for all three organizations or for any questions is 419-294-4477. And again, whether it's horses, cows, dogs, or cats, everything needs to be able to drink fresh water all the time. Be sure to check that outside pets have water bowls that they aren't overturned or empty, and refresh the water several times a day. Thank you and have a great summer.
We'll be right back with more of The Second Cup after this from our sponsor and the weather.
Pillar Credit Union believes in banking local because we are local. For 65 years, we've been proud to invest right here, supporting youth sports, school theater, STEM programs, and the fairs and festivals we all love. At Pillar, you're not just opening an account, you're strengthening our community and earning more in your checking and savings. Bank smart with a credit union. Pillar Credit Union. We're in this together. Banking built around you. Insured by NCUA.
Hello, I'm Oscar Diggs, an RA here at Shiz University. I'm speaking to one of our incoming students. Excuse me, what is your name?
Alphabet Thropp.
And who is your freshman roommate?
Galinda Upland.
After a long week of studies, what do you girls do to relax on the weekends?
We sing and dance while listening to Long Play.
Do many of the girls tune in on Friday nights at 11, Saturdays at 3, or Sundays at 4?
Oh, yes. It's a very popular thing to do.
Good morning. Your second cup forecast on WZMO. Mostly sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 91, clear in 74 overnight. For the next few days, a heat advisory is in place. We will see heat indexes for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and probably Wednesday above 100 degrees. Sunday calls for sunny in 96, Monday sunny in 97, and Tuesday sunny in 96 again. There's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Fred Malone joins us from the Marion County Historical Society.
This is Fred Malone with the Marion County Historical Society. Today we're going to talk about a presidential myth that has been a question for a lot of years. The first bathtub in the White House. Several scholars and historians claim that Millard Fillmore installed the first bathtub in the White House in 1851. It would be an interesting bit of presidential trivia if it were true, but it isn't. The false story was written in 1917 in the New York Evening Mail newspaper by H.L. Mencken, a writer, editor, and author who liked to play jokes on famous people and was known for his crazy sense of humor. He thought that if he made up a story about the history of the bathtub in America, it would make people forget about the fact that the country was fighting that war in Europe. But now, everyone who hears the made-up story believes that it was true. Mencken wrote that first bathtub in the country was an elegant wooden one put into the home of a Cincinnati businessman, and the odd practice of taking a bath caught on among rich people. When word of the bathtub got out, many people thought it was just a silly toy from England made to turn ordinary Americans into fancy lords and ladies. But by bravely installing a bathtub in the White House, Mencken went on. President Fillmore really helped people get into the habit of taking regular baths. Some years later, when Mencken realized that people actually believed his story was the truth of history, he confessed to the whole joke. But even though he tried to set the record straight, people today still believe that the bathtub story is true. Now for the real truth. So what is the story behind the White House first bathtub? A bathing room with copper tubs and a shower was first installed on the White House first floor in 1833 or 34. And the first permanent bathtub on the second floor was installed by President Franklin Pierce in 1853. Here's a fun fact for you. President William Howard Taft was known as Big Bill because he weighed over 300 pounds and was 6 feet tall. None of the bathtubs in the White House were big enough, however, for Big Bill. The solution came from an officer on the battleship North Carolina. When the captain heard that the president was coming to visit the ship, he had a special bathtub built for the occasion. It was 7 feet long and 41 inches wide. The bathtub could hold four normal-sized sailors and one Big Bill. After that, the president had it installed in his bathroom at the White House. The Marin County Historical Society is now open for the season. Our regular hours are Wednesday through Sunday from 1 until 4 in the afternoon. Admission is $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, children K through 12 are $4, under 5 is free, and of course, if you are a member of the Historical Society, it's always free for you. Lynn School is now open for the season as well, with alternating weekends. Check our website, MarionHistory.com, for those available dates. Again, join us for the 175th anniversary of the Marion County Fair at the fairgrounds and tour the log house. Someone will be there to provide information, and you can participate in the no-bake bake sale. We've done this event since COVID with a no-bake type sale instead of baking food and bringing it out. So participate by writing a check and sending it to the Marion County Historical Society. The Marion County Historical Society is the keeper of all things history for the county. We have over 30,000 items in our collection. Of course, these items were donated by people like you and the people that have lived in this county for the last 200 years. Anytime you have something that has any particular interest in Marion history and you are wanting to make it part of our collection, just contact the museum at 740-387-4255 or stop in during regular business hours, Tuesday through Friday from 9 until 4. Be sure to check out our website for all the things that are happening with the Historical Society. Now, we do have a couple of scheduled events. The Lucky Duck Race will be held again this year on August the 12th at 5 p.m. at the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center. If you want to purchase a duck, they're $10 for one duck, $25 for three, and $50 for 10. And, of course, you can't be a winner without having a duck in the race. Now, the first prize will be $500, second prize will be $250, and third prize will be $50. We hope to see you at the Lucky Duck Race and cheer on your ducks. The 11th Annual Commemorative Gun or Cash Raffle is also taking place. Win a one-of-a-kind Henry rifle or $500 in cash. Tickets are $10 apiece and only 400 tickets are sold. Drawing held now at Norton Sporting Goods when the 400 ticket sells or on Tuesday, November the 4th, 2025. Of course, our big event is coming up in November. This will be our 15th annual Dinner with the Presidents. It's going to be held this year on Saturday, November the 1st, from 4:30 to 7:30 at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, located near Waldo. This year, we have speaking presidents and first ladies. Speaking this year will be Louisa Catherine Adams, who was the first lady for John Quincy Adams, the 6th President of the United States, William Howard Taft, our 27th president, Woodrow Wilson, our 28th president, and Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of our 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. In addition to the speaking presidents, there will be 17 additional first ladies and presidents in the audience. Again this year with us will be Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. We're always in need of volunteers to help with this event and other events and for things that need to be done around the museum. You could be a tour guide, help with new exhibits, help us to keep the museum spotless and clean, do research, and many other things. Our staff, again, is in the office Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 4, or call us at 387-4255. This has been Fred Malone with the Marion County Historical Society.
Here's Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
This is Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library back with you again. So keep the kids engaged in learning throughout the summer to combat that summer slide. We all know that there is a learning gap that happens when you get out of school, so you have the chance to counteract that with all of the library things that are being offered. Today is the best day to come to the library and get registered and get your reading log for every family member to get registered. Enjoy some reading time, have fun, and win prizes. Kids read more if they see their parents reading as well, so you have no excuse. We have hit the ground running on the summer reading program, as I told you before. Registrations right now are over what we did last year at this time. Thank you so much for registering. But those of you who have not yet, you need to get in here and get registered. Make sure everyone in your family is registered and take note of all of the programs on the calendar. That postcard we sent home earlier this year, you should have on your refrigerator. Refer to it and get all of the listings. Or you can go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and download a current newsletter or check out the calendar. Here are just a few subjects just to tease your interest on what those programs might be. Gentle yoga, American Sign Language series, learn about the Libby app, teen cupcake decorating, mocktails, financial planning, paw, as in your pet, paw trit, perfect, baby explores senses, and then, of course, game night, and so much more. So keep it on your list for all of the programs that are coming up at the Marion Public Library. Again, visit marionlibrary.org/SR for all the details. Summer reading is also the great time to emphasize the literacy success plan because it starts at birth. Aim for 20 minutes of reading daily. Register the kids for Marion Imagination Library to receive Dolly Parton books once a month for those young children, and then secure the My First Library card for them so that they can continue to access books once the Dolly Parton program ends at age 5. Start this habit again, I say, at birth. Be one of those parents who takes the step to get their kids their library cards at a very young age. Don't wait, do it now. And don't forget to start reading books for our next visiting author. Michael Croyte, a.k.a. Scott Carson, will be here August 14th. There is a display of books just inside the front door featuring his collection. So if you come in, pick up a book, read it, read a couple of them before August 14th. You can also then come to his program on August 14th and get a book signed. We are thrilled about the wonderful authors who have been visiting the library. We are already planning next year's list for In the Author's Voice series just for you. So make a point to come to one of our author programs. So remember, We are here to help you. Stop by Marion Public Library. We're open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3. And, of course, marionlibrary.org is open 24/7. So reserve your books, come pick them up. And don't forget our bookmarks, a bookshop also, where you can buy gently used books. This is Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
Kirk Detweiler drops by today from the Palace Theater.
Well, a very good morning and a happy June to everybody. This is Kirk Detweiler, the Executive Director of the Marion Palace Theater, bringing you the latest on upcoming shows and events at the Palace Theater and the May Pavilion. We recently announced our new season, which will be opening on July 12th. For 2 weekends, the classic American musical, Annie, directed by Claire Cook and choreographed by Christy Wink. Other highlights for the summer and fall included Dinner Theater in August, the hilarious and interactive Tony and Tina's Wedding. Auditions for Tony and Tina's Wedding will be Sunday, June 22nd. September, we are featuring the world-renowned The Texas Tenors. October brings us our junior musical, Beetlejuice Jr. In November, the country star Neil McCoy, and of course, Christmas at the Palace in December. Tickets are now on sale to the general public for all of our shows. Check our website and Facebook page for details. Now, how can you help preserve the historic Marion Palace Theater? Consider becoming a member. Membership is a great way to ensure that this beloved landmark continues to entertain for future generations. For details, visit our website or stop by the box office. Memberships for our 25-26 season are available and start at only $25. We have just announced our entire 25-26 season, and if you're a business owner or simply looking for another way to contribute, consider sponsoring an individual show or a series of shows at the Palace Theater. This is a wonderful way to support the theater and great advertising for your business. For more information on upcoming events or to purchase tickets, give us a call at 740-383-2101, visit our website at marionpalace.org, or stop by and see us at the box office. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 5. On behalf of all of us here on West Center Street, we do thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the historic Marion Palace Theater.
Tom Kennedy now with the last word.
As I tend to write segments leaning toward the strange, odd, sarcastic, and outrageous, everything this past week was strange, odd, sarcastic, and outrageous, and not in a good way. The standards and practices folks here at the station keep smacking the back of my hands with a ruler when I start to type anything political. Since they're already black and blue, I can't go there today. So, all I'll point out today is that the season's first heat wave is rolling in. Please make sure your pets are inside if you can, and that they have plenty of water and shade. Please take care of yourselves as well. The extreme heat advisory from the National Weather Service is in effect until Tuesday evening, but I'm suspecting that it may be extended. I sure hope this isn't a sign of the rest of the summer. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.